It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history, a thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
It was just after 5 p.m. on Wednesday, November 10th, a few years ago. Thousands of commuters were in their cars, headed home through Seattle's afternoon traffic. Many sports fans were tuned to Cairo AM.
Welcome back to the program. Kevin Calabro Show, 710 ESPN Seattle, 5 o'clock hour with a go-to guy, Jim Moore.
In November, Seattle sports radio is mostly about football. The Sonics basketball team left in 2008, and the Mariners usually wrap up their typically lackluster baseball season in October. So by that autumn day in 2010, there wasn't much else in the way of sports to talk about around here.
Should integrity be part of the Heisman Trophy balloting? Should that be part of it? What do you think?
Kevin Calabro and Jim Moore were in a radio studio on East Lake Avenue, trying to stir up interest in a fairly dry topic.
Well, according to the Heisman Trust mission statement.
Then the breaking news came, and it wasn't good.
It should be something.
Jim, we just got a note here. Seattle Times reporting that Dave Niehaus has passed away. Seattle Times and...
Dave Niehaus was the voice of the Seattle Mariners. His sudden and unexpected death from a heart attack was more than just a sports story, and the news hit people hard. Niehaus was part of the cultural fabric of the Pacific Northwest, from the time he called the first pitch at the first Mariners game, back in 1977.
Everybody, and welcome to the initial voyage of the Seattle Mariners. Diego Segui, the first pitch in history as a strike, taken at the knees by Jerry Remy, leading it off.
Niehaus also called a play, now known in baseball folklore, simply as the double. It was Game 5, the fifth and final matchup of the improbable 1995 Division Championship Series between the Mariners and the Yankees. More than 50,000 fans were packed into the Old Kingdom, and the do-or-die game was in extra innings. The Mariners were down by one. Joey Cora and Ken Griffey Jr. were on base. Edgar Martinez was at the plate.
And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez. Swung on the line down the left field line for a base hit. Here comes Joey. Here is Jr. to third base. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it.
It was a momentous occasion, and just about any Mariner fan still gets chills hearing the Niehaus playback from Game 5. But even more important was that Niehaus made 33 seasons worth of humdrum, often disappointing Mariner games, worth listening to on the radio. In the hours after Niehaus died, fans called in to Como Radio to share their memories.
He's the only broadcaster that would make me want to listen to the radio instead of watching the game on TV, whether we were winning throughout the season or in the basement. He made it a blast. Bye, Dave.
Even when we were doing average, even when we didn't have a chance in the season, the reason I listened to the game was because of all of the great commentary and all of his great insight, and we will miss you, Dave. The game is not going to be the same.
And Dave certainly knew how much radio and baseball were made for each other. This is Niehaus at his Baseball Hall of Fame induction in 2008.
The real activity was done with the radio. The playing of the game in the only place it will last. The enclosed green field of the mind.
Over the next few days, the flowers piled up in a makeshift tribute outside Safeco Field. Plans were made to open the ballpark and let fans gather in the bleachers for a public memorial in honor of Dave's life and career. The Saturday after Niehaus died, Cairo Radio played a complete recording of Game 5. Anyone who hadn't heard the bad news might have been confused. After all, baseball season was over, and the 1995 playoffs were ancient history. But it made perfect sense to hear all 11 innings on the radio, called by Dave Niehaus, for one last time.
I don't believe it!
I'm Felix Bunnell for This Not Just In.
My, oh my! Edgar Martinez with a double! Whipped down the left field line, and they are going crazy at the Kingdom! The Mariners will play for the American League Championship beginning on Tuesday night against the Cleveland.